WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster. And today, we're diving headfirst into something crucial. Building resilience through those darn challenging experiences that seem determined to pop up like unwelcome guests at a party. Ever feel like you're constantly dodging curveballs? Like life has this hilarious not really habit of throwing its best punches when you think things are finally going your way. Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments, the job loss, the relationship hiccup, the unexpected health scare, or even just a plain old case of Monday morning blues that refuses to quit. But here's the good news. These experiences, as much as they suck sometimes, are actually opportunities in disguise. They're like those intense workout sessions at the gym that leave you feeling sore but ultimately stronger. You come out on the other side tougher, wiser, and better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way next. So, how do we turn these seemingly negative experiences into valuable stepping stones? Let me lay down 5 key takeaways that'll have you bouncing back from anything. First up, acceptance. It's easy to get caught in a whirlwind of denial or anger when things go south, but trust me, it doesn't help. Acceptance is about acknowledging what happened without judgment. It's the first step towards healing and moving forward. Imagine you stub your toe on that rogue coffee table. You might curse under your breath, but ultimately, accepting that it happened allows you to focus on treating that little injury instead of dwelling on the pain. Next, learn from the experience. This one is crucial. Every challenge presents a unique opportunity for growth. It's like a test in disguise. What did you learn about yourself? Where could you have handled things differently? What can you do next time to avoid a repeat performance? Maybe the failed project taught you valuable teamwork skills or revealed a hidden passion for something else entirely. Speaking of learning, don't be afraid to ask for help. This doesn't mean becoming a human piñata and letting everyone beat on you. But surrounding yourself with supportive friends, family, mentors, even a good therapist can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a heavy backpack full of burdens, and someone offers to take some weight off your shoulders? That's the magic of support. It makes the journey lighter and less daunting. Now, let's talk about reframing your perspective. Ever heard the saying, it could be worse? It might sound cliche, but sometimes shifting your focus to the bigger picture can help put things into perspective. Sure, that presentation bomb was a disaster, but you know what? You learn from it and are now better equipped to rock your next one. Remember that time you thought your phone died forever? Turns out it just needed a good charge. Finally, celebrate your wins, big or small. This is so important because it keeps you motivated and reminds you of your strength. Did you nail that difficult conversation? Give yourself a high five. Conquered that procrastination monster and finished that project. You deserve a reward. Remember, building resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about embracing them as opportunities for growth and celebrating the victories along the way. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big audition. Your heart is pounding in your chest, butterflies are doing somersaults in your stomach, and doubts start creeping in. You remember the time you bombed a previous audition, the sting of rejection still fresh in your mind. But then, you take a deep breath, remember all those times you've practiced tirelessly, honed your skills, and overcome challenges before. You acknowledge the nervousness but choose to focus on the excitement of the opportunity. You walk into that audition room with confidence, ready to give it your all. This is resilience in action, transforming fear into fuel, embracing vulnerability, and showing up even when things get tough. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace acceptance, learn from every experience, don't hesitate to ask for support, reframe your perspective, and celebrate those wins. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your stories, what challenging experiences have helped you build resilience. Drop a comment on our website, tag us on social media, or let me know in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. Keep shining bright, keep pushing forward, and don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic wisdom. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.